Good morning. Our opening hymn this morning is from our Praise Hymn hymn book. Your Praise Hymn hymn book. And it's 323 this lovely carol. Silent night, holy night, sleeps the world, hid from sight. Mary and Joseph, in stable bear, watch o'er the child, beloved and fair, sleeping in heavenly rest. 323, standing please. Good, thank you. We do make you welcome to our Christmas morning service. It's good to see many out this morning. It's good to see a lot of the children out this morning too. And we trust that Santa has been and the houses are filled and so on. And we trust in the next few days that you will have a good time together. Christmas is a time for friends and for family and food and all those different things. And so we do trust that they'll have a good time together. And on behalf of Lurgan Baptist Church, we trust that God will bless you in these days. Just a few announcements. The money in the offering box this morning, we have announced that over the past few weeks, is for the Zimbabwe orphans. We have supported them on Christmas morning for many years now, and today is no different. So your offerings this morning are for the Zimbabwe orphans and the work out there. The next meetings in the church will be next Lord's Day, 11 and 7. Paul McCreary, one of our own deacons, is responsible for the ministry of the word next Sunday morning. Denver and Lynn will sing to us next Sunday evening, and Richard Greer is responsible for preaching the gospel on New Year's Eve. I want to read a poem. Oh, sorry, a piece of good news this morning too. Got a text this morning from Paul to tell me that Nathan and Amy Crozier had a little boy this morning, Christmas morning, £6.11, but as yet there's no name, so I was thinking maybe Noel or something like that, but anyway, time will tell, won't it? So we congratulate Nathan and Amy this morning, and trust that God will bless them and bless the baby boy as well. I have a poem this morning. It's actually on my phone. I want to read it to you. It's entitled God's Christmas Gift. God's Christmas Gift. He did not use a silvery box or paper green and red. God laid his Christmas gift to you within a manger bed. No silken cord was used to bind the gift sent from above. T'was wrapped in swaddling cloths and bound in cords of tender love. There was no evergreen to which his precious gift was tied. Upon a bare tree on a hill, his gift was hung and died. T'was taken down from off the tree and laid beneath the sod, but death itself could not destroy the precious gift of God. With mighty hand he lifted him from out the stony grave, forevermore, for every man, a living gift he gave. The truth of Christmas is in the poem. It's good to have my dad and mum here this morning. I'm going to ask them to come up and lead us to the Lord on Christmas morning.
Good morning. Can I just, on behalf of Helen and myself, wish you all a very happy and peaceful Christmas. Let's pray. Father, we quieten our hearts in thy presence in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank thee for the privilege of coming to thee this lovely Christmas morning. We thank thee for that first Christmas morning. We thank thee for that gift that thou didst give, that Colin has read this lovely poem about this morning. We remember Paul wrote to the Corinthians and he said, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Father, we thank thee for ever sending him that first Christmas morning. We remember, Paul reminds us to the Romans that God spared not his own son, delivered him up for us all. John writes in a little book and says, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, and writes in his lovely gospel and tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. The gift of gifts, all other gifts in one. Father, we thank thee for him. Thank thee for that lovely name that he bears, Jesus. I can spell a lovely name, J-E-S-U-S. Saving sinners, Jesus came. J-E-S-U-S. Precious Lord, whose name I spell, is God's Son who loves me well. Other sinners I must tell of J-E-S-U-S. Thank you for the lovely name he bears. Thank you for giving him. Thank you for the one who came. This lovely poem has reminded us of the real reason why he came. He came to be the Savior of the world. We remember the angel said, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Thank you for Calvary. That was before him. That's where he bore our sins in his own body on the tree. But Father, we thank thee that men took him down from that cross and put him in the tomb. And God took him from the tomb and put him on the throne. He's there today. Father, we bless thee for a living Savior. And we come this Christmas morning to worship, to thank thee for him, to thank thee for ever sending him. Pray thy blessing on our meeting this morning, Lord. Thank thee for the good number gathered out this Christmas morning. Bless Colin as he comes with the word. And grant that today, Lord, the Lord Jesus might have the glory and might have the honour. And then, Lord, at this time of the year too, we remind ourselves of those who aren't as privileged as we are. There are many who look back, Father, and there are sad hearts this morning, empty chairs. Father, we just pray that thou wouldst draw near and pour in that oil of gladness and that oil of comfort. And remember those who mourn this morning, we pray. Thank thee for the good news of the little baby. And Lord, we pray that grow up to be one that God will use for the glory and honour of his name. So we commit our service to thee this morning. Look for thy help. Ask for thy blessing. Give thanks in the Saviour's precious name. Amen.
Now, as my dad says this morning, there is many who are sad and lonely this morning. There's many in our assembly that have lost loved ones in 2017. And I was just thinking about them this morning. And so I would ask you to today during all the festivities and the happiness, just to maybe remember those that need our prayers in a special way today as well. I want to thank Amy and Thelma, first of all, for playing for us this morning. I want to thank Victoria and Paul and those that led on the slur and the shortbread and so on the way in. There is more on the way out, so please avail of it. And thank them for doing that this morning. It's my privilege this morning to welcome Colin Hyland, one of our own, again, one of our own members, and also one of our full-time workers with CEF here in Northern Ireland, in Ireland, the island of Ireland, and across Europe. And we welcome Colin this morning, and we do thank him for speaking to us, to the boys and girls and to the adults this morning all combined. And so he's going to come and do that after we sing our next carol, which is 272. It's not. It is 272. 272. O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye to Bethlehem. Standing, please, and then Colin will come and speak to us.
Hopefully this is working. Happy Christmas to you all. It is really good to see you all. Now, there's some important people here. And I would like them to come to the front, if that's possible. If all the kids can come to the front. And I know some of you might have found presents this morning at home. If you could bring your presents with you and let me see what they are just for a moment. We're going to come down here. I need you to work with me this morning a little bit. We'll try and do everything all combined. I apologise as well because I'm dying with the cold, man flu. If you just want to go to the front row there, it'd be great. I sit you over there. Great. So I apologise if I'm sneezing or spluttering. Right, so we've got lots and lots of presents this morning. Lots of exciting things. Even if you haven't got your presents, don't tell me. So that's fine. You didn't get that top, did you? Really? this isn't in the script. Are you not a Man United fan?
No.
I know. So that's a Man City top. Just because you held his hand and was mascot, you know, all of a sudden you switched allegiance. Very impressive. Very nice. You got the Hulk? Yeah? Really good. What do you have here? You're not going to shoot anybody, are you, in church?
No.
No, and if I talk too long, you'll not shoot me, so you're not? Okay, that's good. Oh, I can't remember the name of it. What is it?
Hatchimal.
Ah, no, I didn't know the name of that one, actually. Okay, very good. What do I have here?
Paw Patrol.
Ah, Paw Patrol. Okay, yep. I know that. Elsa, yeah, had to be an Elsa somewhere, didn't there? Very good. And who do I have? Oh, Wonder Woman. Yeah, excellent. Cool. You got a wee doll? Yep. Cool. Nice wee cat. Nothing. Not yet. It's really good to see you all, so it is, okay? And you've loads of cool presents.
I don't have something.
Aye, but wait, you see. Well, you'll have a wee bag sitting down there anyway, so you'll get something anyway, won't you? Listen, it's really good to have you guys here. Now, obviously, if I ask you what it is you're looking forward to most at Christmas, what is it you look forward to? Probably the thing that you have in your hand is the thing you look forward to, isn't it? Your presents? Yeah? What else do you look forward to about Christmas? What do you enjoy about Christmas? Anybody? Help me.
Turkey.
Turkey, right? I agree with you, and I'm looking forward to getting a bit of turkey later on today. What else do I look forward to? So we've got food. Probably able to eat sweets and junk, maybe, yeah, at times. What else do you like? Christmas pudding, you're still on the food, okay? Right, what else do I have apart from food? Anybody, help me.
Toys,
okay, excellent, yeah. Yes, excellent. Okay, we're going to come to that, yeah. Santa, yeah. Okay, lots of fun things. Anybody like watching Christmas movies? Yeah. What's your favourite movie? Christmas one? Really? I've actually never watched it, okay? Anybody have this one for your favourite? No? Adults maybe? Okay. Anybody see this before?
I have watched it.
Some of you? You have watched it. Good man, okay. Or Arthur Christmas? Yeah, some of you have seen that, okay. I'm showing my age now, some of those first ones. And then, have any of you ever seen this? Best Christmas movie ever, Muppet's Christmas Carol. You've got to watch it, okay. So lots of fun things about Christmas. We've got movies, we've got food, we've got all those. One of the things I really enjoy about Christmas is being able to sing Christmas carols, okay? I really, really love it, and that's what we're doing this morning a little bit, but I love coming to carol services, but I also like listening to Christmas music. Not just carols, but other Christmas music. Does anybody have a favourite song, Christmas time? Yeah. Jingle Bells, I'm not surprised. Jingle Bells, okay. Anybody else? Yeah. Really? Okay, very good. Listen, lots of cool songs. One of the songs that is a Christmas one has been in my head all this month has been, it's the most wonderful time of the year. But it made me begin to wonder. The more I hummed it and sang the tune a wee bit, I was going, why is Christmas so wonderful? Why does everybody think Christmas is absolutely wonderful? Is it because we do all these things to have food and do all of that stuff? Why is Christmas so wonderful in people's eyes? And then I sort of watched, and actually I saw that there was a new film out this year, and it was about a man called The Man Who Invented Christmas. And I began to wonder, was it Charles Dickens that created Christmas? Is that how it happened? Is that how Christmas happened? Is Christmas just about films, and about the Christmas carol, and about Christmas jumpers, and all of those things? Or why is it that Christmas actually is really, really important? Why is it so wonderful? And then I began to read the Bible. I began to find out a little bit about why Christmas really is so wonderful. And there's a very, very simple answer. Anybody know the answer? Why is it so wonderful? It's this. because it's all about Jesus. As much as we have lots of fun with our toys and lots of fun with our food and all the different things that are going on, Christmas is all about Jesus. And I want to read a wee bit out of the Bible. And then after I do that, well, actually, while I'm doing that, what I'd like you guys to do is I'd like you to go to your seats again with your toys. And each of you got a little bag this morning. And in the bag, you've got a worksheet. And I want you to try and follow through what we're doing and fill in all the stuff. You can show me at the end if you got all the right words in the right places, all right? And fill in and colour in. Deal? And then after you do that, you can eat the sweets that are in the bag. Only after you do it, okay? So if you go sit down, we're going to go and read this passage. Thank you. And if the adults would like to turn to Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. Now obviously, I was very good and I spoke to everybody who was going to be speaking in church over the past 3 weeks to make sure that we didn't clash. The one person I didn't speak to was Alan Carson. And he picked the exact same passage, okay? So you're getting the same passage this morning, okay? So Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20, please. I just want to read a very familiar Christmas passage, but a very, very important one. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came around them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto him, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to you all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was a host, a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go on to even Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. When they had seen it, they made known what was saying, which was told them concerning this child. And all that they had heard it wondered at these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. I'm not sure how easily scared you are, but I imagine how the shepherds would have felt when they saw angels appearing to them. How traumatized, how strange this would have been for them. But quickly what happens is that the angel cries out to the shepherd, Fear not. And those are the key words that they shout out, Fear not. They hadn't come to terrify the shepherds. They hadn't come to scare them. Quite the opposite, in fact. They came to bring them great news, good news of great joy. And the word here, as you looked at last night in the evening service, is the word gospel, the actual word that they use, the word gospel, proclaiming the good news that there is. But what is this good news, and why is it great joy? Very simply, it's because of what verse 11 says. This is what the good news was. This is what the great joy is, and this is where the great joy comes from. For unto you that is born this day, in the city of David, a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. See, the message of joy, the reason we're here this morning is because the Saviour has come. Jesus has come. The good news of great joy, because no matter what background you have, no matter what failures or difficulties you have in life, no matter what you've struggled with this year, the Saviour has come for you. That's why this is a great time of the year. That's why Christmas is so wonderful. And that's what we can focus on this morning, and that's why we can have joy no matter what. Because some of you, let's be honest, maybe this morning joy isn't exactly the word that comes to your mind. Maybe this morning's a difficult time. Maybe this morning is a time when you don't necessarily have automatic joy. You begin to think about people who aren't here that you wish were here. You begin to think of difficulties that are going on in life. You begin to think of all of the things that are, that really circumstances that maybe haven't been so good over the past year. How can you have joy in those circumstances? Well, it's in Jesus that we find our joy. It's in Jesus, the Saviour, that we find our pure joy. And we can see that in this passage. Because in this passage, what we see is we see the Saviour. And that's what I want you to look at. And that's what I want the boys and girls to fill in their sheets. That it's in this passage we find the Saviour. And we see, first of all, in verse 11, the Saviour who was promised. If you read there in verse 11, it tells us all the different things. It tells us the titles of the Lord Jesus. Born in the city of David, a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. See, right back from the beginning, God promised that he would one day send a Savior. He promised that he would send someone who would rescue, who would deliver his people. How do we know? Well, let's look at the Bible. I've got some helpers. Someone's going to read for me. I think Stephen, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. What does it say? Okay, right from the beginning, God promised that he will send a Savior born of a woman. In Genesis 12, he says he's going to be born of Abraham, he's going to be a Jew. In Genesis 49, he tells us how it's going to be a tribe of Judah. In 2 Samuel, he tells how it's going to be from the lineage of David. In Isaiah chapter 7, Benjamin, I think, has it. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. What does it say about him there? Excellent, okay. And again, in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, we find out where the Savior is going to be born. Leah. Thanks. Thank you. This was the Savior who was promised. The Savior that God had perfectly planned. Now think about this. God planned everything to fulfill these promises. God used Caesar's decree to take him to Bethlehem. Caesar, who was trying to show his authority, show his strength. Well, all that happened was he showed that he was under God's control. He showed that he was under God's power because God had already planned all of this. And look at who was promised. It was the son of David. This is the sixth time that Luke mentions David's name. It's a royal son. It's the Savior, the one who will deliver his people. It's the Christ, the Messiah that God has promised. It's the Lord showing his rule over our lives. You see, we can have great joy because the Savior was promised. Maybe this year you've had a year of broken promises. A year where friends have let you down. A year where employers have let you down. A year where maybe new starts haven't worked out for you. Christmas is a time when we remember the Savior of promise. The one that God promised would come. The one where God kept his promise. See, right from the beginning, God promised in the Garden of Eden that he would send someone. Right throughout the Old Testament, God promised that he would send someone. He promised and continually reminded his people that he would send someone. One who would save his people, an anointed one. The one who would come. The one that all the Jewish people waited for and longed for. The one that other nations mocked. Until Christmas morning. Until Jesus arrived. How did that promise, how did the Savior of promise bring great joy? Because he reminded the people that God keeps his word. That God is sovereign and can keep his word. That God is faithful and will keep his word. And the same God who promised and kept his word is the same God who goes into 2018 with you. The same God who's with you this morning. The same God who promised that he will never leave you if you're his child. Boys and girls, if you're in school in the classroom and you're struggling and people are picking on you, if you're a Christian, God has promised he will not leave you. Adults, if you're feeling lonely, if you're struggling, God has promised he will not leave you. No matter what, he has promised and he's a God who keeps his promise. Because here we see a Savior who keeps a promise, but here we also see a Savior who brings peace. Look at verse 14. Here we see the angels and we hear what they're singing. What are they singing? They're singing, glory to God. They would have sung this through all eternity, but this was the very first time they would have sung it on earth. Why? Because this was the time when God implemented his plan. This is when God stepped down in human form and made a way for us to be saved. This was where God sent his Savior to meet man's greatest need. Adults, I'm sure you got some presents this morning. One thing you notice when you get older is no longer do you get asked, what do you want for Christmas? You get asked, what do you need for Christmas? Okay? It could be socks, or it could be aftershave, or it could be pajamas, whatever it is, but you're asked, what do you need? God knew our greatest need. He knew our greatest need was a Savior. And that's why he sent Jesus. Why? For his glory. He kept his promise. He sent the Savior for his glory, that we'd meet our greatest need. He met our greatest need so that you and I would realize that he is worthy of all honor and all praise. That we would praise and glorify him for who he is, for the great God that he is. The angels sang glory to God, but they also sang something else because there was peace on earth. See, at the time, the people would have been very familiar with peace. The Roman governor would have been bringing in this thing called Pax Romana, which was military peace. But it wasn't necessarily just peace. It would have brought poverty, would have brought slavery. But the peace mentioned here is shalom. It's peace in all aspects of our life, in our relationships with others, in relationships with all things, but primarily in our relationship with God. Peace, first of all, brought about with God, which then led on to peace with others. Do you have that this morning? I know Christmas morning we sometimes get a lot of people, maybe you're with family and coming in, but can I ask you straight, do you have this peace with God? Have you come to the point where you've realised your need of a Saviour? Have you cried out to Him? Do you have peace with God? If you have, are you trusting in it? Are you living in that peace? Are you anxious about the future? Maybe some of you are Christians. Are you worried about things that are going on in your life? Peace with God is what Jesus brought. This is a Saviour who brought peace. And you can have that peace. I wonder, are you trusting Him? Are you allowing that peace to control you? We know a lot about social media, a lot of people. Last year, I don't know if any of you noticed, just before Christmas, the BBC issued a warning. Basically warning anybody who is feeling low or feeling depressed not to go on social media on Christmas morning. Because they'd see all the wonderful lives that people had and how people portray all the things. And they didn't want people getting anxious or worried. A better remedy? Look to the Saviour who gives us peace. Who brings us peace. Who does, takes away worry, who takes away fear. We have a Saviour who was promised. A Saviour who brings peace. And lastly, we've got a Saviour who takes away fear. Look at verse 20. Look at the difference in the shepherds. The shepherds were terrified at His appearance. They were terrified of the angels. But look what they did. They heard the news. They believed it. They investigated. And then they went and found the baby. And they began to share it. They began to celebrate it. They began to tell others all about Him. At the beginning, they were full of fear. They were worried all about it. But now they're not. Now they're confident. Fear not is a theme that runs right throughout the Christmas message. Many, many times it's mentioned. It's why you can be joyful. It's why you can have hope on Christmas morning. Because we have a Saviour that's born. That's why we can have great joy. Because we don't need to fear. We don't need to worry. Why is Christmas so wonderful? It's all about Jesus. That's what it is. And I ask you this morning, for those of you who don't yet know Him, I hope you have a fantastic Christmas. But it must be about Him. It must be. He must be at the centre. And I encourage you sometime today to think about that, to stop and ask, is He at the centre of your Christmas? For those of you who are Christians, who do believe in Him, can I ask you this? Do we get wrapped up so much in the clutter and the presents and what the kids get and the food and all the things that are going on that we actually forget what this is really all about? Because the only way we can have great joy is actually in Jesus Christ. I wonder this morning, will you listen to the message of the angels and look to the Saviour, the one who can bring great joy, the one who was promised, who brings peace, the one who takes away fear? Will you look to Him and have Him as the focus of your Christmas? Let me pray for you. I'm going to give back to Colin then. Father, I thank You for Christmas morning. I thank You that You realised our need, our greatest need, and You sent Your Son. And I pray, Lord, this morning that You would help us to focus upon the Lord Jesus. I pray this morning that You would help us to remember the great Saviour, the one who can bring peace, the one who can take away fear, the one that kept Your promises, the one that You had promised from eternity. Father, I pray that You help us to focus upon Him. And this morning that we would see Him and we would fall in love with Him more and more. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you to Colin for bringing us the word this morning. Our closing carol is 218 in the Praise Hymn Book, 218. Joy to the world, the Lord has come, let earth receive her King. 218.
Thank you.
Just give Colin a wee moment to go to the door. He said, Colin's on the way out. Let's pray. Our God and Father, we thank thee for the Christmas story this morning. We thank thee for Bethlehem today. We thank thee that the angels did sing, unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. We thank thee that he came. We thank thee for his coming into this world, into the scene of time. Thank thee that he came. Thank thee that he came to save. We thank thee that he lived to save. We thank thee that he died upon the cross to save. We thank thee that he rose from the grave to save. We thank thee that he lives to save today. We thank thee most of all, O God, that he wants to save. We thank thee that he's willing and he's able to save all that come to God through him. And so we thank thee for the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ today. And we pray, O God, as we leave and go to our homes today, that they will give us a good day together with friends, with family. We do pray for those today, O God, who are sad. We pray for those in our congregation who are in hospital today, those that are in residential care, and many suffer today. And we just pray for them especially, Lord, and pray that thou wilt be close to them and give them their portion even this day. We thank thee for thy word. We thank thee for Colin. We pray for him, for the work of CEF, O God, across the world. We pray for his family. We pray for Victoria, for Nathan, for Kezia today too. We pray to bless him as a wee family this Christmas time. Take us to our homes in safety, Lord. Part us with your fear and in your blessing, for Christ's sake. Amen.